The sixth parak continues the routine in the Beis HaMikdash on a daily basis. And just before we get into the actually Mishnayos, we're going to divide up. There are two sets of Kohanim we'll be talking about. The first set harks back to what we saw at the end of Parak Shlishi, the third parak, that there were two Kohanim that were sent in to clean up the Mizbeach HaPnimi, the inner altar, and also the menorah. And as we saw at that point, the one that collected the ash from the Mizbeach HaPnimi, he left the golden basket that he used to put the ash in the Heichal, and the second coin that was responsible for collecting the ash and the old wicks off of the menorah, he as well left the jug that he was using on the second step in front of the menorah. So those are two Kohanim. They're responsible for the cleanup, and there are another two sets of Kohanim, another two Kohanim that are responsible for the Ketores. One of them has a ladle and he's holding the incense in it, and another one has a shovel with coals. Mishnah Aleph says as follows, Hechelu Olim B'Malos HaUlam, that second set of Kohanim dealing with the Ketores, dealing with the incense, they started going up the steps to the Ulam. There were 12 steps, but before they would go in, the other set of Kohanim, the ones responsible for the cleanup, they went in first. The one that was responsible for cleaning up the Mizbeach on the inside and also the menorah, they went before the two Kohanim that were dealing with the Ketores. So the one that was responsible for cleaning up the ash from the Mizbeach HaPnimi, he would go in at this point because when he went in before, he left the teni, that's the basket. Now he's going to go in and he's going to take that teni, he's going to remove it, and he will prostrate himself and he will leave. Just like when a servant leaves his master, he bows, so too we have a prostration of the coin in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the second coin, so the coin that was responsible for cleaning off the menorah, what he did originally before when he did that, he cleaned off five of the lamps, and so he's going in and he's going to continue doing that process. If he went in and he saw that the two eastern lamps that he had possibly not touched earlier, if they were still lit, he's only going to worry about the most eastern one. So there are two there that are left on the eastern side of the menorah. One is on the way east, and one is to the west of the east. So it's western side of the eastern one. So nichnas umatzah shtei neiros mizrachim tochim. If he saw those two, they were still lit. Midashen et hamizrachi. What he would do? He would clean off. He would put out and clean out the more eastern one, and he would put in a new wick and the like. And he would leave the western of those two still lit. He would not extinguish it. Why? Because he would be using that one to light the menorah in the afternoon. Mitzah Shekava. However, if he found that western wick was extinguished, and at that point, midashno madliko mimizbach ha'ola, he would indeed then clean it out because it's already extinguished, and he would light it from the fire on the outer mizbeach. Natal esakuz mimalashne, and he would at this point take the jug that he had left in there this morning that he had filled with the wicks and the old ash, v'yishtachav aviyat, and he as well would prostrate himself and he would leave. Now we're going to talk about in the last two mishnayos of this parak, the two Kohanim, and actually we're going to see the three Kohanim that were responsible for the Ketorah. So we're going to talk first about the one who had the shovel with the coals. Mishazaka b'machtat savaras agachalim agabe amizbeach. So the one who had the shovel with the coals in it, he would heap it up, all those coals, onto the mizbeach. This is the inner mizbeach. Viridatan b'shulei amachtan, he would flatten out those coals with the bottom of the shovel that he had. V'yishtachav aviyatz, and he would prostrate himself and leave as well. Mishnah Gimel is going to talk about the other kohen who was actually going to do the incense, putting on the ketores onto the coals that had just been placed onto the mizbeach hapnimi. Mishnah Gimel, mishazaka b'ketores, the kohen who won the lottery to do the ketores, hayanotel es habasach mitoch hachaf, as we talked about previously, he would go in and he had a basach, which is a small spoon. That's the small spoon that held the ketores, but it was inside a larger kaf, which is a ladle, and the reason for that is some of the incense could fall out of the bazach, the small spoon. You didn't want it to fall on the floor. Accordingly, you held it in a ladle, a large ladle. So he needed somebody to assist him at this point. What he would do is that he would remove the small spoon that was being held inside of the ladle. He would take the ladle and give it to somebody of his choice. This was not somebody who won this in the lottery, but the coin who won the Ketores, he would choose a friend or he'd choose a relative. and that one would assist. And now he holds him, hands him the ladle, the larger ladle, and there may be some katoras that fell into it. Accordingly, nispazer mimenu l'sochol. Indeed, if that happened, if a katoras fell from the smaller spoon into the ladle, nosna b'chofna, that assistant would put it into the hands of the Kohen during the Ketores. He would hold the Ketores in his hand, so that assistant would add the Ketores that was in the ladle to what was already being held in the hands of the Kohen. Umilamdino. So, and this one that is responsible for the Ketores, as we've talked about in the past, the Ketores was done only by new Kohanim because of the brach of Ashirus. Accordingly, he had to be taught how do you do the Ketores. And the bottom line here is that when you put on the Ketores, start from the side far away from you and move towards yourself in applying the Ketores onto the coals, and don't put it onto the coals right next to you and go backwards, because then you're going to burn yourself when you put your hands over what is already burning on the Mizbeach. So they would have to teach him, Hevi Zayar Shema Taschil Avanecha, be careful not to start burning the Ketores right in front of you. You want to start on the opposite side, the further side, the western side, Shelo Techaveh, so you don't get burnt. He's Chil Maradet V'yotz, and he too, he would arrange the incense on the coals, and he would finish up, and he would leave. And just a little bit more information on that, Lo Yam Makdir Makdir, this coin that was doing the Ketores, he wouldn't burn it, Acha Mumuna Omar Lakter, until the Mumuna would tell him, now was the time to do the Ketores. And what the Memuna had to do was to check that all the Kohanim had left the Ulam, that had left the Heichal, left the Ulam, and also they had moved between the area outside of the Ulam, between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. The Kohanim were not permitted to be there, so the person doing the Ketores had to wait till the Memuna gave him the thumbs up to move forward. Imaya Kohen Gadol, a Memuna Omer Ishi Kohen Gadol Akter, and if it was a Kohen Gadol, then he would be, the Memuna would speak with him with more kavod. He would say to him as follows, Ishi Kohen Gadol, the great Kohen Gadol, you should now go forward and do the Haktara, you should do the Ketores now. Parshu Aram, at the point when the Kohanim had all left the areas that they had to leave, the hikdir and the Kohen on the inside did the Ketores, then he had finished his responsibilities, v'yistachav aviyatza, he too would prostrate himself and leave.